Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up on this Monday edition, a couple of Game 7s in the NBA, and one did not go accordingly. We will get into that for you here on FSR. Also going to talk about a coach in the NFL who puts his owner on notice, and we are all for it. We're going to have another edition of In Case You Missed It with some broadcasting rumors out there. Somebody is not a happy camper. We're going to get into a discussion about Big Ben and his mentorship of Kenny Pickett. Is it legit? We've got the FSR IR. We've got another edition of the BQ News, and it's all yours next here on a Monday. Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
And what a day it was. We will get into all of it coming up here in just a couple of moments from now. It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of Fox Sports Radio affiliates and wherever the hell you are, making us a part of your Monday morning. We appreciate you doing so. We're going to take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on FSR. The hell's happening, boys, here on a Monday morning.
I'm just trying to get my headphones to work right, man.
Yeah. Technical difficulties.
Yeah, they're working. I got to hear you, cute.
Do you have any snare? Do you have any snare in your headphone?
I do now.
Yeah.
It was kind of fading out. Yeah. I couldn't get to the bass kick.
I didn't know what that meant, by the way.
What's that? The bass snare?
Recordings, when you do recordings in a studio, different instruments play on different sides of the headset.
You've been in the studio recording before?
Yeah. Was it a band?
Dishevel.
Come on.
Dishevel, man. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
But you guys were in recording sessions in the studio.
Yeah. Recording, nice. Yeah. How about that?
I haven't been there. Jonas was.
Yeah. But, we know where you were this weekend. A lot of questions.
What?
I just got some questions. I mean, I didn't know that you dabbled in that particular sport.
Whoa.
I mean,
I'm a renaissance man. I'm all over the place.
I mean,
championship
belts. You want to get into it now? I mean, why not?
If it's a setup in a tease, we can wait, but golly, I'm curious.
He's on the PBA all of a sudden. Brady Quinn's like the star of the Professional Bowlers Association. What the hell is that?
Kyle Troop is, man. That dude, he can roll. I'll tell you what.
You did go check that out, huh? Like, you weren't joking. Like, that wasn't a joke.
I was dead serious. Okay. So I had the opportunity to see Rob Stone, who obviously hosts for Fox on the PBA Tour. And I spoke with him last week in New York. He said, hey, I'm coming down to South Florida. We've got the championship coming up. The defending champ is taking on a Hall of Famer. Would you want to come up? And I was like, yeah, of course, man. Would love to see you. Would love to see this live in person. I brought my two older daughters. Left the two-year-old at home. Thank God. Because one of the things I didn't realize it is similar to golf in the aspect of when they're getting ready to bowl, it has to be so quiet. I mean, literally at one point, and this was more like Tommy Jones, who got inducted into the PBA Hall of Fame last year. It was more, he's like more old school like that. Kyle Troup is not. Kyle, like, he plays into the crowd. He, like, talks a little trash. Like, he's awesome. He's got a huge fro, and he has his pick, and he's, like, constantly picking out his fro. He's great. He's like, plays into all of it. Like, he wants the noise. Tommy Johns does not. So there was, at one point, I swear to God, a pin dropped, and you heard it. Like, you heard it hit the floor, and he backed off. Put the ball down, had to, like, I was like, oh, my God. I swear, one of my kids is going to make a noise, and they're going to be pissed, and it's going to be all our fault. And so I was literally sitting on eggshells the entire time watching because I didn't want to ruin the event.
That is hilarious.
Oh, man, it's fun, though.
You know, at one point, I had, like, 3 ball bags.
Jesus.
All right, Frank Gore. My gosh.
What's wrong? Yeah,
I did. How about Frank Gore?
Yeah, I was going to say.
At one point, I had 3 ball bags.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 pairs of shoes. Like, I had some Jordan.
Settle down just a little bit.
All right. Okay,
well, I mean, it looks like Frank Gore's got 4 boxing gloves on, so there's that.
I don't know how to venture this conversation, but, like, someone had asked me, like, well, did you ever bowl? I was like, well, sort of. Like, I was on a – I used to bowl a little bit in high school, but I was on, like, I was in a bowling league because some guy approached us. I had a decent average, and he was like, hey, you guys should create a team. We could never find a 4th member, so they always gave that 4th person straight 7s. And so,
that's a rookie move. Come on, nope.
Well, that's
would
how
play?
The league operated.
Oh man, and
we could not find a 4th player. So, eventually, after like 4 weeks of doing it, we're like, we have no chance of winning this because we can't find a 4th.
Straight 7s automatically.
Yeah, it was terrible. But anyway, so. Ever since then, like, obviously, when I, you know, got playing football, a lot of guys on the team loved to go roll. So,
yeah.
I mean, everyone did. Everyone had charity events around it or just, like, birthday parties, different stuff. So, I kind of am, like, a closet bowling fan, like, always enjoyed bowling. But I got to get the girls into it now because that's my excuse to go do it.
It's pretty fun, man. Yeah,
That's pretty awesome. I don't like midnight bowling, though. I don't like cosmic bowling.
Yeah. Oh, when it glows in the dark?
I don't like it.
Come on, LeVar.
Because I can't see.
Well,
I can't see.
Really?
I'm a curver.
Just get some bumpers on there.
I'm a curver. Yeah. I don't want the bumpers on there.
Take a few. You're going right into
that gutter. If you're in cosmic bowling, it's just it is not good for, like, if you really, like, you have to straight ball roll in cosmic bowling, and I don't like it.
I make a dance.
You make a dance?
Yeah, oh, God, dance.
You go all the way out to the edge?
Oh, yeah.
He gets that arc.
Yeah.
He gets that spin rate up there.
And then you grab one of
those. With a house ball.
With a house ball, I bowled a 221 left-handed.
Dang.
Yeah, I used to be really good. Like, that was
left-handed.
Left-handed. No,
are you left-handed?
No, I'm right-handed. But I just
took a house ball. What's your best with right-handed?
290.
There's no truth to that.
I swear to God.
I would never believe you being able to bowl. After I witnessed that first game these two pros play, it was for $100,000. That was the championship. Neither of them sniffed 290 in the first game.
8 and a spare first frame, and then I hit 11 straight strikes.
I got to say, I got pretty close. I've never got 290, but I got pretty close. I got like 280, 285.
Well, it's depressing.
LeVar, I would believe that from you.
What's that supposed to mean?
The only athletic thing I've ever seen you attempt to do is hit a golf ball, Jonas, and it did not look good.
No, it was terrible. So, I can't golf. I told you.
It's hard to imagine than you grabbing a bowling ball and then really opening some eyes.
Yeah, I swear to God. I used to be really good, and I had my own ball. It was a Bud Light ball. Not even making this up. And there was no thumb hole. It was just the two.
Yeah, I never stick my thumb
ever,
in.
Ever.
Like, that's funny.
I never do it. Yeah.
I never stick my thumb
in. That's how you get the good curve.
I don't like how it goes.
Yeah.
You know, like that.
I feel like it's going to pop off.
It's a weird feeling.
Just not into it.
I am a fingerer, though. Yeah. I finger the ball. I don't stick my
we're being professionals here. You guys are heads in the gutters.
I definitely finger the bowling balls.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah,
like I don't put my fingers all the way in ever. You know how, like, they fit your fingers?
Yeah,
all?
I never.
I just put my fingertips in.
Yeah, right to the first
knuckle.
Right.
Were you guys a one-handed thrower or two-hand? Meaning, like, because Kyle Troup, who won it, he's back-to-back champ now, he does it with, like, two hands.
Yeah. I carry it on the right side as I walk up, so that way I'm not going across my body to yank it and then toss it. And then I just try and keep everything from the right side. So I guess I'm...
I cuff it.
Yeah.
I cuff it. You know what I mean? Like, when I go up...
Yeah.
Like, I hold it with two hands going up, and then I go up, and then I go back, right? But I'm cuffing it. Yeah. And as I'm cuffing it... Then I come forward, and it's that get over top of it spin. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's
you know what I'm talking about? Bad boy be curving. I will make that bad boy dance. I had one. At one point, I had a finisher ball. Like if the it was like real like greasy.
Spare ball.
I had the spare ball, and it had a boxing glove in the center of it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's pretty cool. So I like knock out the last pin or.
That's awesome.
I want to play so bad right now.
Bro, I had 12 balls, like literally. Like 12, 14 balls.
You guys,
I had so many ball bags.
We should go bowling together.
We should go.
Let's go to Vegas. Instead of doing all the other things.
Let's
there.
Go to top
bowling together in Vegas.
Let's go to top bowl in Vegas.
Yeah. How about that? Just stick it in one last time. Yeah, that's, you know what I mean. Keep on keeping on.
Oh, Jonas.
Can I ask you guys a question though?
Yeah, sure.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Stick it here. That's yikes. That's not what I meant. Let me just ask you a question.
What you got, man?
The hell was that from the Phoenix Suns yesterday?
Oh gosh! I'm glad you waited for it to be like the end of the segment.
Well, no, I mean, we got off on a little bit of
that's just about
there.
As much time as we need to.
Why is
vote
it just
to them.
Phoenix? What happened to Milwaukee?
Ooh,
I said that was a dangerous game for them.
Well, when you're down at home in a game 7 by 40 something points. That's embarrassing. Oh,
yeah. Being down 30 at halftime is a bit embarrassing.
I mean, that is awful. And there was at one point in the game where Luka, I think, had in the first
half. At
halftime.
Yeah, Luka scored as many points as the Suns did.
I mean, what the hell was that, man? I mean, and they were in the finals last year. And weren't they up 2-0 in the finals? I think Phoenix had a 2-0 series lead in the finals last year, and then they show up after talking all that trash to Luka all series long, and then he comes out and just takes it from them and embarrasses them on their own floor. Like that is one of the worst Game 7 losses I can ever recall. I don't think there's another one that I can think of at home.
So it's
like
going to be Golden State and Miami.
Yeah, Miami's tough.
I don't know. I'm not counting out Boston right now.
I'm not going to count them out. I just don't think they're going to be able to get it done against them.
If they shoot the way they did versus Milwaukee, I mean, bro, they hit 22 threes.
It's
they
a
took
different
55.
Animal. That's a
they
different animal.
They took 55
animal.
In a game. Like, what are we doing in the NBA now? That's all this is anymore. And I get it, the analytics, and they would say, like, that's how you win games. But, I mean, that was the disparity in that game. The Bucks hit 4 of 33.
Yeah.
The Celtics hit 22 of 55.
Milwaukee looked gassed. Like they needed
Middleton. The offense has always ran through him, and Giannis is able to really, really facilitate what he wants to do when Middleton is in the games. I mean, that's just – you could tell he was clearly a major part missing from them having a real opportunity to win. I knew it was – it seemed dangerous. You know, you thought that they might be able to get out of it. But I'm just saying, Miami is – they're thumper – that's thumper basketball. That's old-school, throwback-style basketball. And obviously having Pat Riley in that organization – I just think they're going to beat them up.
Them in Boston is going to be physical because they both play defense.
The Celtics
have the best defense in the league. Miami's on another level right now. That's going to be a fun series.
I just think they're going to beat Boston up, man.
Here's what I love about this. And, and it could be like a clear path for Golden State where Boston, Miami get beat up. And then whoever survives that's like limping into the finals.
In, yeah.
But there's still the chance you're going to get I'll put it this way. You're going to get a star that's going to emerge to a new height, right? Like, you're going to get a Jimmy Butler who emerges to a new height potentially out of Miami, if you want to call him, you know, their top guy.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Tatum.
He already has.
You can say that, but like he hasn't achieved quite what we're talking about, and that's the climax winning an
the
NBA
superstar
finals.
Deal. Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
and then once you win one and you're a star, now you're that superstar.
Yeah.
And like Luka has the same chance to be that too. So I think there's the potential that happens in the NBA Finals. And honestly, at this point, I love Steph. I really do. I think he's an awesome player. He's awesome off the court.
B-U-T.
But, yeah, I would like to see there be some new blood in the NBA Finals.
Ooh.
I'm just saying. It would be fun to watch. I think it would be
Boston,
good for the
Miami
NBA.
Is either way, but you're looking for Dallas, then. You're looking for Dallas.
Like you're just ready to
Dallas.
Looking for Dallas.
Either one of those between Boston and Miami.
I mean, how sick would your boy Jerry Jones be sitting somewhere if the Dallas Mavericks
won
a championship?
Oh, God. I didn't even think about that.
Your boy Jerry. Hey, get off out of that. Is there any other free agents out there for us? Yeah, anybody that's good?
Think about it. If not for the Dallas Mavs, I mean, what titles been in that town?
Man.
I mean, look, the Stars just got eliminated. You've got the Mavericks who won in, was it 06? They've had some good teams, obviously the Dirk years, but the Cowboys
96
was the last time, and they haven't been
95 season, 96 year, right?
They haven't been to an NFC championship game since then, so they've never been past the second round. But you know, that's where they bring up the Dez Bryant catch, no catch. Yeah. They feel like they got screwed, and
can't get over that, huh?
Nah, well, listen, I mean, you know, that's
I mean, let's be honest, it probably was a catch, but.
I agree.
Tom Brady probably fumbled the ball too.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can't go back and change everything, all right, folks? Like, sorry.
I mean, Tom Brady did more than enough to put the bid if he was if that was a one-time wonder fluke deal. I mean, but golly, I don't know. The other thing Dez Bryant did, I don't know. You know, that might have been their one time, their one chance to get it done.
That was their best chance.
That wasn't going to lead to like a dynasty or anything like that. That might have been their one time where it was like, man, that catch was the difference in them winning the Super Bowl that year.
Yeah, it's but you know, we'll see.
It's gone.
Yeah, it's over. Two pros and a cup of Joe. Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company, and that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. All right, coming up next, a bold approach by one coach in the NFL. This is some fun stuff. We'll get into it right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries, they helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. You can listen to this show as always on the iHeartRadio app. So we've got a brand new mentor apparently in the NFL. We're going to get to that coming up here in a little over 10 minutes from now on FSR. What the hell are you doing? what was that, Dan?
That's just what that made me feel just now.
Yeah, very.
This is some funkadelic type stuff right
You're
here.
That was a.
This is some Groovers in the Heart type stuff right here.
Bell bottoms.
This is that bong music right here.
For those listening on the podcast, what the hell song is this? Like the Austin Powers song? Yeah, weapon of choice. I don't know.
Oh, no. Yeah, I mean, it's a great song. I mean, it's a great beat for having a song title called Weapon of Choice for certain.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it should have been plural. Weapons of choice.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, should have made it plural. All right.
Unbelievable.
All right.
All right. So, you know how Matt Rhule, your former teammate, LeVar, at Penn State. You know, he has been hearing a lot about his job security this summer. And, you know, there's been some rumors out there. The latest one was a report from Front Office Sports that the Panthers are targeting Sean Payton potentially next year to be the head coach if they struggle again this year. Matt Rhule's entering year three of the of his time there with the Carolina Panthers. And, you know, we've defended him in his situation, and he hasn't had the greatest quarterback options, and the fact that he's on the hot seat already is a bit unfair. Well, he was asked about the latest report in regards to Sean Payton, and had some interesting things to say about what's been communicated to him from the owner, David Tepper.
With regards to that report, you know, first I heard of it, Dave called me and told me that, you know, that it was going to come out, that they had called him and that there was nothing to it. You know, I know Dave Tepper well enough to believe that he wouldn't be talking to another coach right now. And when he came to my house 2.5 years ago, he told me that this was a 5-year rebuild. I mean, that's what he said to me. And he convinced me then to come be a part of it with him and build it with him. We're not where we want to be, and I don't think it's going to take 5 years. I don't want it to take 5 years, but those are the words that he said to me.
Good for him. Good for Matt Rhule. All right, put it back on him. Put him on notice. Hey, I was told something different. So I don't believe that this is the case. Just let it be known that you were communicated something different, and now your owner's been sort of dangling you on the hot seat all offseason. I love it. Good for Matt Rhule.
You know, one thing I know for certain about Matt, he confirmed saying that to Tepper before he said that in that interview, meaning he doubled down on making sure, like, we did say this is a 5-year rebuild, right? Yeah, Matt. Of course, 5 year. Like, yeah, I thought that's what we talked about.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that was what we agreed to. Like, that is 100% the way Matt Rhule operates. So Matt didn't just strategically and methodically put a chokehold on Tepper in terms of what he's doing. But the idea of looking at where this team is right now, they're putting some very key pieces in place. But the one place that they don't have a key piece, at least seemingly yet, is at the quarterback's position. So if you're saying it's going to be a five-year rebuild, I mean, you're basically admitting that you got to figure out where are you going with the quarterback situation in Carolina. And right now, you don't know if Matt Corral is the answer. I'm sure you know that Darnold isn't. So how much time do you give Matt Corral to be that difference maker for this organization? This is year three for him, right?
Yeah.
So this is year three, and Matt Corral and Sam Darnold are going to fight this out this year. Do you give him year three and four and say year five, if this isn't better, like convincingly better, you're out of here? Or do you say, you know what, Matt, we're going to go in a different direction. We thought you'd do better. Either way, Matt Rhule has positioned himself in a way where you're looking at the obvious here. And the obvious is this team isn't built and ready to win just yet. That's obvious.
Yeah.
You guys remember that show, that movie Big Daddy with Adam Sandler?
Big Daddy, yeah.
Yeah, Big Daddy.
With the little boy.
Yeah, and remember when his girlfriend breaks up with him because he's just not mature enough, right? He's working at a toll booth, and it really takes this kid getting interjected into his life, and it's not his kid, it's his buddies who happens to be away on business, but it starts, you know, forcing him to mature and become, you know, just a better person all the way around, right? But if you recall, towards the end of the movie, the girl at one point, when she sees that she's with this older guy, she says to him, "We've got a 5-year plan." And I think at that point in time, he was flipping burgers somewhere back behind in the kitchen. And he's just like, "All right, this is the 5-year plan." My point is this. Everyone wants to have this idea of having a 5-year plan, right? It could be in business or goal setting or whatever the relationships, whatever the case is. That goes right out the window when things are already starting to get off course as you set a sail on this mission. And after years one and two, you're like, we are headed so far in the wrong direction. That 5-year plan looks like it's further away than when we started. And that's essentially what you've got in Carolina. Now, Matt, it's not on Matt Rhule. It's not. You know, to me, looking at this roster, I mean, for starters, Christian McCaffrey is their best player. He's barely been healthy his first 2 years. You know, the quarterback play hasn't been great, but the O-line play hasn't been great either. You know, their defense has finally come around. The second year, they're one of the best defenses in the league. But you don't hear anyone talking about that because of the win-loss column. So this team is much better suited to win this year, whether people want to acknowledge it or not. And in part because their defense is better. Hopefully Christian McCaffrey is healthy and able to be there for the extent of it. I think they've made some moves to help beef up their offensive line, and maybe that'll help out the quarterback play, whatever the case is. But what I like most about what Matt Rhule did is he very succinctly put out the three things that I think that stood out. And the first is just sitting there talking about, hey, David Tepper's not the type of guy that would talk to another coach. So it's like a warning shot off the bow. And it almost puts out there, because, you know, I think there was a report or maybe rumors David Tepper was talking to, was it Sean Payton or someone else?
Yeah.
There was like a report of that, right?
Yeah.
Well, when the head coach comes out and makes that statement, you're then saying to yourself, okay, now that the reporters are put on notice, like if David Tepper was to do that, and that might be something that's okay in the business world from his background, but not okay in NFL circles, then that's a no-no. Like, people now are on the lookout for it. The other thing is he set a duration. He said the 5 years, right? Well, that's what we talked about, 5 years. You kind of kept hearing that. You're going, okay, well, we're into year three, so what's David Tepper going to do now? Because he's going to have to answer to that if he moves on from Matt Rhule or if he keeps him. And then the last thing is just basically saying, like, it came from straight from David Tepper's mouth. So now every time David Tepper has to go to the media,
he's going to be held
he has to be
it.
More cognizant yep. about what he's saying, because now he's got a head coach who's drawn a line and said, whatever our private conversations are, they're no longer private. Because I will out your ass and I'll put it out there in public where you have to answer to the media.
I love it.
Subtly, though. I love it. It's subtle. Like
Very shrewd.
He defended David Tepper, for one. He defended him and basically gave him a vote of confidence that, look, he's not that type of dude.
He's a man of honesty.
He's a man of integrity.
He wouldn't do me like that. He's a man of honesty. Come
and
on,
you know
he told
what?
Me something.
Sometimes it takes somebody drawing attention to maybe a situation where you could have exercised a little bit more character in what you did, and you backpedal out of there, and you make good on it. I mean, I thought it was excellent, to be honest. And listen.
No, I like what he did.
If Tepper is smart, you're already thinking about, okay, he's 100% correct. One, this doesn't need to become adversarial. We are a team until we're not. But then two, the idea of looking at where this team is, you really have to be realistic in what it is that you're thinking and how you're approaching it. There are, like, as you just mentioned, Q, and as I mentioned as well, this team is putting key pieces in place. The defense has been, and he made it a point. I mean, if you recall his first draft, he drafted all defense. So he clearly made it a point of focus. I'm going to fix the defense first, and then we're going to move over to the offensive side of the ball. He made that very clear in how he drafted. So if that's what they came up with as a strategy, because, you know, most owners are I'm not going to say they're hands-on, but they definitely like to know what the plan is. So Tepper knows what the plan is. And going into year three, if you don't see a major jump in what it is that they're doing, you could start to have the questions, but you would have to assume you are brought in a new quarterback that seemingly may be your starter, but right now you really don't know what you have at that position. And if you don't really know what you have at that position, how can you would Sean Payton have done it differently? If Sean Payton comes in this year, what is he able to do? What is he able to do to really dramatically and drastically change what's going on with this team? Because the one thing that you have to be able to do is you have to be able to get the quarterback. Now, does Deshaun Watson want to go play if Sean Payton takes over? Maybe that's the caveat. Maybe that's a deal.
I think it was the guaranteed dollars.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't know where Deshaun Watson really ultimately wanted to play. It sounded like Atlanta.
Yeah.
But the truth of the matter is, if they offered him a $250 million fully guaranteed contract in Bangladesh, he'd probably go there too.
Okay, yeah. So what?
And
how
that,
is
that's an appropriate country for him if you think about it. Just saying. What?
All right,
what?
Let's go to update.
What do you mean?
Go to what are you saying?
I'm just saying.
LeVar said it last week. He goes, you guys always do this to me.
What?
And that was an example.
Well, no, I'm just like, I mean, we're spanning the globe. Let's span the globe.
LeVar, I apologize. No, I was trying to support your decision.
Yeah, no, it was good.
And then Jonas just took it off the rails.
It's totally fine.
Listen, I just thought if we're spanning the globe, let's go all the way.
It's really no
worries. LeVar did this to me or you last week, and he's like, you guys always do it to me. And he's right. He's right.
It's all right.
Listen, it just you know, the
I thought it was
dollars.
Really funny, honestly. I really did. Like, I really
it's
did.
The, you know, it's the guaranteed dollars there. That's why Deshaun didn't go to Carolina.
When you look into Jonas's eyes when he says it, is that what it does? You're just like, okay, I'm out.
I just knew where. Just the things that Jonas does with his I don't know. It's disturbing. That's why I just don't say anything, you know? Because it's in those moments where it's like, if I were to have a comeback, it's like one of those off-air comebacks. Like, and I don't want to put an off-air like how David Tepper and Matt Rhule had offline conversations. I don't want to take offline conversations and make them online.
It is true. Sometimes I'll see LeVar look at the clock and go, can I hold on to this for another 2 or 3 minutes before I can make the comment? And then, you know, that's where we are.
Yeah, I just, you know.
It is two pros and a cup of Joe.
Bangladesh was really
radio.
Good, and the follow through on it was really great. Like hey. I just got to be honest.
It's we're
really
professionals.
Good.
It was all planned. You can clearly see it here on the rundown.
It's clearly in the rundown when LeVar goes down this lane right here. This is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to execute it.
Yes.
Boom. Let's run with it.
Two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. All right, so we do have a potential mentor in the NFL. We're going to get to that coming up probably top of next hour here. So a little over 20 minutes from now. Coming up next, though, I guess somebody could be making a return. I guess there's a potential return on the table for a Hall of Famer. We will get into it right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bredestein tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer.
installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. All right, coming up top of next hour, we are going to get into a discussion about a brand new mentor in the NFL. Just a heartwarming story from one quarterback to another. We'll have that discussion here. do want to let you know we are brought to you by Discover. With prices soaring at the pump, Discover has your back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations apply.
Sometimes you can't get to everything in the world of sports or entertainment. Good thing the guys are here to bring you In Case You Missed It.
And for that, we turn it over to our executive producer, the great Lee Dlap.
Dlap.
Guys, in case you missed it, after reports came out that Drew Brees might be leaving NBC, Drew Brees tweeted out, "Despite speculation from media about my future this fall, I'm currently undecided. I may work for NBC. I may play football again. I may focus on business and philanthropy. I may train for the pickleball tour, senior golf tour, coach my kids, or all of the above. I'll let you know."
Oh, he's, you thought so that funny, was funny, man.
Oh, that was such a fake
oh
laugh.
Oh, my God. God, what, that's hilarious, man. Drew Brees. Or man, going to comedy. He's so good, man. What a great tweet that was.
Is that the – I mean, we talked about Jonas being passive-aggressive.
Oh, that was crazy.
Is that the
passive
most passive aggressive?
That was.
Tweet?
That was.
Oh, my God.
I mean, are there a lot of options out there?
We're not going to get to another story. So, I mean, we're just going to talk about
that. Are there a lot of – I mean, is there that many options out there for Drew Brees after, you know, this year?
Well, can I just say this? Can you go back through the list of things that he portrayed he might do? Because about almost all of them were things that he was probably
already doing
while playing.
Right.
Yeah. Like – Probably want to spend time with the children. You were already doing philanthropic efforts. Like, yep. That hasn't changed. So, look, it's an interesting take because if anyone had a red ass at the media for breaking something, it'd be Tom Brady, okay? Not only did they ruin what maybe was his retirement or not, that whole debacle played out this offseason, and then it gets rumored that he's got this 10-year, 300 and... $75 million deal with Fox,
yeah,
which he didn't get to talk about. It's like, dude, they've constantly been able to ruin stuff, and he's the greatest of all time. And yet, just because someone puts out a report that it might be one and done at NBC, you get the red ass for it? I mean, come on.
Well, and I also think that he... Look, he didn't like this. The report was that he didn't like the studio work, and he did struggle with the studio. He looked uncomfortable and that he wanted to call games.
Can I tell you what the rumor was?
What's that?
He didn't prepare. Like, from what I heard, he didn't sound good in the one playoff game shot he got. And then from the Notre Dame folks, is everyone felt like he didn't prepare. He didn't care enough about it. Look, the reality is this. It is hard to be great at more than one thing in this life we've got.
Indeed.
And he's a Hall of Famer in the game of football. And so to think that he'll be able to immediately turn around and be great in broadcasting, at least right away, it doesn't work like that. You got to restart. You got to jump back into a field and immerse yourself in. I don't care how successful you are, what your work ethic is. Most guys are not willing to do that. And especially when you're successful for a long period of time, you get to a point where I feel like you kind of forget, like, what you had to do in the beginning in order to get to where you are now.
Well, you would never approach a game unprepared.
Exactly.
You would never go into a game, this is too much work, this is too much prep work. You would never do that to go into a football game.
You wouldn't, but there also becomes more of an efficient process when you played for 18 years, whatever, however many years you ended up playing for.
Absolutely.
It becomes different. The problem is when you jump into calling a game, now it goes back to year zero.
I barely
slept.
You
don't know what you don't know, and you've got to prepare to know everyone's name on both sides, watch all three phases. I mean, I talked to the Mannings about it and the process that they had to go through because they're like, yeah, man, it's different. I was like, yeah. It's different. Like, when I tell people, like, I would watch three games of both opponents. And it's way harder watching college than it is NFL because
it's more players.
It's more players. It's more plays. It's the whole thing. But when you say three games, you're like, three games? My God, that's hours of film.
Yeah.
Hours. Like, people don't have any idea that you're going to watch more as an analyst than you did as a player.
Yeah.
By the sheer amount that you have to in order to prepare. And the worst part is you're only going to use 10% of it.
That's so crazy.
That's the hard part is every single time you leave the booth, when you prepare the right way, you should feel like you basically prepared for nothing.
Yeah.
Because only 10% of what you prepared actually got into the actual TV, you know, broadcast.
I'm not saying this to ball wash you guys because we do this show together. But I've told, like, obviously, I think Brady's fantastic, and I've told him that. And trust me, I want him to be a terrible broadcaster. Like, I really do. Like, I want to call him. Yes, I would love for that to be the case. It's not. He's fantastic. LeVar, I remember filling in on a show here at Fox Sports Radio. You were on as a guest, and I remember telling you on the air with Rob Parker, hey, I watch you on Speak for Yourself. I think you're great. Like, I remember telling you that in the interview.
Wow.
And but I the one thing that I think you guys do is you actually respect what it is that this is.
Yeah.
And I respect
you guys and I respect the profession. Like, there's a difference
between a lot of people that don't.
There are athletes that do media. And then there are athletes that transition out of being athletes and learn to be a media person. I think that's what Brady's touching on. Like, you can't act like you're a media person. You have to be a media person. Like, I am a former athlete, but I've paid my dues. Like, I've done like close to a decade of media work on in front of the camera, behind the microphone, and you're 100% right. And I still messed up names when I did my call. Like, and I had never had any prior experience.
Your first time,
yeah, never any prior experience or even any training, but I had everything phonetically written out. I had my boards, my everything, da da da, this and that. And you're right. I didn't use but 9% of it. But I felt great about it outside of messing up the names a couple times, you know. But
That's the hardest part.
But but being prepared
the hardest part.
Was what was most important.
College games, I can't even imagine.
Jeez.
There's so many players, they're wearing the same numbers. Like, two guys are wearing the same numbers.
Imagine calling a game with Jonas.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.